ますもんね。
Fuck you, Chelsea Handler. Guess who I have? I have Ben Glebe. Fucking Ben Glebe. Fucking happy hour, everybody.
Yeah.
From Chelsea lately and from all kinds of
Idiot
awesomeness.
Test on
Idiot
Game Show
Test.
Network?
Emmy-nominated Ben Glebe is here.
Thank you. Hello.
Well, and Travis and I are excited. You're the first person in a while really fucking drinking, man. You are. What the
is
fuck
that right?
Is that? What is that?
Well, Gloria Allred didn't drink. We had to twist Leslie Grossman's arm to get her to have a glass of champagne.
Yeah.
I'm drinking an old-fashioned. This is like straight whiskey, pretty much.
Let's
a little
do this.
Twist of orange. I got to throw a twist of orange in there so you don't seem like an alcoholic.
Don't you feel like we need this? We were just upstairs because this has become drunk Trump history. Because we were just like, I have a major announcement. It's not to deflect from the Stormy Daniels thing or the treason thing today with Mueller. North Korea wants to talk, and that's all me. It's all me.
The leader of North Korea has made very clear to me via a letter that he wrote that's probably not tainted with any kind of poisons, that he is willing to discuss something that he may or may not do in the future if I come to his house and play video games. I'm open to it.
You and I were saying he's the worst fucking prompter reader in the world, right?
The most clearly
I'm leaning,
reading the
I
prompt.
Have to do this with my hands because I'm not very good at reading this prompter.
Index finger, middle finger, touch thumb, look left, read clearly. Nothing to the middle, look right, read clearly. And every microphone he approaches, he has to adjust it. It's like such a Guido-y kind of move. It's the only control thing.
This obviously isn't placed correctly.
I will adjust it to my own needs. Really good. He's a great man.
Splat.
Great American.
Ben, this is fucking awesome. Because you're not just funny. Listen, and there's a lot of shit, Travis. He's been called by all sorts of magazines, all kinds of shit. Esquire called him one of six comedians who will be comedy's next big thing. Right?
Yep.
He is the TBS said he's one of the funniest comedians working today. Host, writer, executive producer of the Emmy-nominated Idiot Test. The
Idiot
hit
Test.
Comedy.
Idiot Test. Right.
Whatever.
Just failed, but it's fine.
You did not pass the Idiot Test.
That's why they didn't
That's
buy
why
me.
We did that.
The hit comedy brain teaser game show in its fourth season on GSN. Mm-hmm. A hilarious one-hour stand-up special. Ben Glebe, neurotic gangster on Showtime.
Yeah. Okay. Available now. On demand it.
Okay,
do
here's
it.
What gave you the credentials to be on Happy Hour.
Please.
You do the Today Show with Kathy Lee and Hoda, which has been known as...
Wine Time.
The Drunk Hour.
Yeah, it is. I'm often on Wednesday or what do they call it? Drunky Tuesday? Booze Day Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's fun. We really drink there.
Have they renamed it like Sam Nunberg? Nunberg Teenies?
They have I was about to make a joke that would have gotten me not ever invited back on the show. So I'm going to pause
fine.
That
no,
one.
No, that's fine.
No, we can do that here.
Look,
that's
it's a
fine.
Sensitive time
they won't
now.
Know. Just say it.
It's a safe space.
It's not called the Lauer Hour. I'll be clear about that.
Yes. Wow.
Oh.
Holy shit.
That's what I didn't want to say, and your holy shit reaction makes it worse. Say, oh, no, no worries.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put a spotlight on it.
It's fine. Oh, spotlight. Well done.
Sorry.
Well done.
Okay, but 7 years on Chelsea lately.
Yep.
Before that.
Yep.
Toured, sold out arenas all over North America with Chelsea and Dane Cook.
Mm-hmm.
What? Late Late Show, Last Comic Standing. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and some political credentials. I'm not just a funny face.
Right.
You know. I do political things.
I think of you as funny face.
Thank you. That's what ladies tell
me all the
time. I
feel like
I'm
going to text you later. What you thinking, funny face?
That's really sweet.
Because you were supposed to have dinner with an ex after, then she
I was.
Canceled.
I was.
So I feel like there's going to be some, I got friends coming. I think some shit's going to go down at the happy hour after party.
I need it. Because I broke up with a more recent ex. We broke up 5 weeks ago. And I have not had the post hookup yet, the post breakup hookup. So I'm open to anybody, anytime.
So this was
anytime.
An ex-ex. You were, yeah.
This was two exes
I've
back.
Recently had ex-ex. I understand.
And I think part of why she canceled this dinner, even though supposedly she got an audition that's longer than she expected, but I might have texted her half-jokingly, half-not-jokingly an hour and a half ago, also, should we hook up for old time's sake? To which she said, ha-ha, and I was like, only half-kidding. And then she said, that's really funny, and I understand it because I'm very attractive, but no double-dipping. And I was like,
I know. I was kidding. All good.
Totally funny. Oh, this audition is going longer.
Yeah, this is a long. This is a lot of pages to memorize here. You know, I feel like I might have.
I'm
really
going to do the same thing right now. I'm going to a city where my ex lives, and it's like, oh, I'm supposed to be on a trip, and maybe I can change it. Maybe I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, you're staying with Carl.
Yes,
that's a safe
I am
space.
Staying with Carl.
Who's Carl? Who's Carl?
Well, Carl's a safe space because he's not a woman.
It's not important now, Ben. Carl's also gay.
I just want to know if it's in the mix for you and I for this post party, or is it just your friends are coming
over?
Well, it could
be. It could be. Well, friends, you, me, who knows, Ben? Okay, listen,
the political talk turns her on.
Let's talk about Last Week on Earth, Ben Glebe. You're caught. I listened to it, and I love you. You had some fucking right wing wackadoodle Trump person on. I can't. But I will give you credit because you are a bigger man than I am. Because
he's doing God's work.
Who was it?
I'm trying.
It was some Trump
Aaron
spokes-
Elmore.
Yeah,
Aaron
it was
Elmore.
Last week.
Yes.
Last week.
And she was like, oh my God, every member of the Trump family is classier and nicer than the last one. I'm like, well, that'll be a good thing to say in prison.
And that's a kind of a low bar.
And she's
each
like, oh,
classier than the last. We started 0% class. We get up to a 0.5 to a 1%. I mean, it's not saying much.
And she was on Apprentice, and she's like, he was so respectful. Yeah. Me. And you had a really funny line. That was the only one that made me laugh. You were like, well, in fairness, he can't harass 100% of the people he meets.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I mean, I think part of why she said they were classy, great role models is that they haven't been arrested, which also, how low a bar can you set? That's the standard now in our culture.
Arrested yet.
Arrested yet. Oh, that's
yet.
A strong point.
There's a really good chance.
It's got to be coming. It's got to be coming.
It's got to be
they
coming.
Want it. I think they want it.
Can you please have her back on after they're arrested?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, please. Jesus, 100%. Can I come?
I'm sure you probably will after you hear the news.
I'll just be like,
he just made a sex joke for you, Steph.
He made a sex joke.
Oh, my God, he did. I usually do that for myself. I outsourced it. Ben, now...
He's got
a Trump tie.
He's got this down.
I understand you've had guests like Moby on.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. He lives 2 doors down.
Is that right?
He's my friend.
I love
he lives
Moby's
2 doors
friend.
Down.
Yeah, he's a great man. I went vegan for a while. I earned his respect a little bit more during that period.
Yeah, I did that for a day.
And then I'm gone. I'm eating cheese right now. So,
well.
We won't tell him.
Yeah.
Please don't tell him.
No.
Goodness.
Listen, I love him. I follow him. And then he posts some of those videos. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah, he really...
Can I just enjoy my burger? I understand.
Yeah, he really does not like people that eat meat and does not
Sean,
like Trump.
Our courier just tried to call with our after-party food. You know how that shit happens here. Oh, it's our courier's arriving with our food.
It's couriers? You ordered the courier?
Well, I did Uber Eats, honey, for
Uber
you,
Eats. Okay,
for our after-party food. Okay.
Courier makes it sound very classy, though. And old-school, like the food would be coming in a...
Old-school is her
middle
name.
Platter. Stephanie Old School Miller.
Yeah, exactly.
That's got a ring to it.
Yeah, thank you. Now, let's talk about your old school. You did The Real Wedding Crashers on NBC, hidden camera show.
Yeah, real disaster.
Your online videos, I know from that, received more than 25 million views.
Yeah.
You enjoy freestyle rapping.
I do.
Probably better than you at ping pong. Not me, motherfucker.
Oh, that's not true. You have a ping pong table here?
Oh, no. Let's throw down.
You have a ping pong table here?
No.
I do not.
In this huge house, you don't
did.
Have a ping pong table?
I do not.
For sure I'll beat you because you're not even practicing.
No. I'm really fucking good, man.
I doubt it. You don't
I'm
have a table.
I'm fucking Forrest Gump good, motherfucker.
If you told me this, I would have brought my portable net. I have a portable net that I bring on the road with me for my stand-up gigs. And I play
with... Well, no wonder you're not getting laid
tonight. No, I play with whatever girl I lure up into my hotel room. Like, want to play ping pong? And we attach a net, and then we hit the ball a couple times.
That's how he's avoided the Me Too moments. We're just playing ping pong.
That's exactly right. He showed me his balls.
Oh,
yes,
you.
Ping pong balls. Relax.
I will fuck you up on the ping pong. Listen,
it's
all right.
A lie. I've beaten Drake.
What did you order?
I've beaten Drake twice in a row.
Bowls from someplace. Why?
How many?
Wobble bowls.
Marijuana
like
bowls.
Eight of well. Them.
Okay.
Wobble bowls.
Why? Is there too many?
I don't
know. Wobble grill. They're good.
I have no idea what you've done.
I don't.
Stephanie, I don't think you're going to claim that you're better at ping pong than Drake, and I've beaten him twice, so let's try to rein back the hubris.
You know what? Fuck
he just
Drake.
Name dropped on you.
Fuck Drake, and I don't care if I'm in a rap war now, right?
You might be in a rap war.
Travis has always been happy to take a bullet for me.
He's one of the most hardcore Jewish former soap opera actor rappers who's from Canada there ever has been, so
right?
Watch yourself.
That's fucking bad.
Watch yourself. You don't want to misstep.
Wait,
that's
so
niche.
You also have to work on your posture. You're 6'1", but you look 5'9".
Look at where I'm sitting right now. Yeah. And then I can do this.
Oh, you're right. It's horrible.
This is my life.
You need to go to Catholic school with me. You 6'1"?
You have the outfit
don't
still?
Be so slouchy.
I can't help it.
There's nothing wrong with being tall.
I know, but I like to relate to people, and I'm unusually tall and handsome, and so it's difficult when I'm above people, and so I try to bring myself down to their level and look them right in their little short eyes.
I understand.
And I end up looking like an S at best, like maybe a Z oftentimes.
Yeah, a little scoliosis.
Do you have that problem when you go into a bar and you can't hear anything?
Oh, yeah.
So you have to, like, hunch down? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I'll be doing that later tonight.
All right, here's my news alert. Trump has agreed to meet with North Korean dictator.
He disagreed now?
Kim Jong-un.
He agreed.
What would you fucking give to be a fly on the wall of that goddamn madman?
The level of crazy in that conversation. Shit. Oh, my God. They'll probably get along so well, though.
They'll be like, I get you.
Yeah.
Trump's like, I wish I could fucking, do what you're doing.
You know what? Yeah. You do you, boo. I totally get you.
Love and respect how you starve the people. Love it.
Love it. I didn't think of that. I don't know. Can I do that here?
That's a deal.
I don't know.
That's
there's a lot of supermarkets in America. It'd be more difficult. We can put on tariffs on zucchinis
from
and
California.
Cereal boxes. Yeah.
I call it tax cuts for the rich, but it's trying to do the same thing. I have to disguise it here.
Oh, God. Oh, that's fantastic. My goodness. I'm really being a fly on that wall. Would be incredible.
It's fantastic.
I want it so much. I would be like,
okay, wait.
Yeah.
I am looking at you're from LA. No, come on, Ben. Give it the
I'm
fuck
from
up.
LA.
No one's fucking from LA.
It's a fact. Why would anybody pretend they were? Hmm?
How would you be from LA?
How? You're born in it.
And who?
He went to high school with a friend of mine.
To who?
He went to high school with a friend of his.
Where?
Beverly Hills High School.
I don't believe you.
True.
What did your parents do? How did this happen? How did this atrocity happen?
My parents, completely unrelated to the entertainment industry. My father was a real estate broker and then a luggage salesman at the end of his career. My mother was a housewife / tutor of rabbis in the Bible and then became a Hebrew school teacher. Now they're both retired happily and live a mile from me in the valley.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is random and weird.
Random, beautiful American story. It's the America of a Tom Petty song. It's the L.A. of a Tom Petty
fantastic.
Song. It's not the affected L.A. that you might think.
Yeah. You're down to
lives
earth.
In Reseda kind of L.A.
Yeah.
Even the Beverly Hills part, it was South Central Beverly Hills, both geographically and economically, comparatively, you know?
What?
Like it wasn't
and
like
yet,
there was
wait,
no games,
siblings,
but.
What was your childhood like, sir?
It was a good childhood. Younger brother. He's a lot more adult than me. He's younger than me, but he's been married for 11 years and has 2 children.
Yeah.
We fought a lot in our household, my brother and I, and our parents fought a lot, and there was a lot of tumult in the house.
Yeah.
But also very loving, you know?
But fighting in just a way, not still together.
Yeah, still
just
together.
Bickering kind
a lot of
the bickersons.
But like our family would like get, our fights would get intense. Like literally like, fuck you to the kids, to the parents, to me, to them. Parents screaming, or I'm on divorce, you're a fuck you. I'm throwing oranges on the ceiling to try to get them to shut up because they'd be afraid of orange stains. But then our family had an amazing way. We'd let it all out so much that it would just be gone. And we'd all
but
be fine 5
better?
Minutes later. Yeah, it was great.
We've all been in relationships with people whose families weren't used to conflict. I was like, oh, I can't.
Building
can't
it
deal
up
with
forever.
Any conflict.
Yeah, and then you get divorced and it leaves. You have to let it out. It's nice.
It's like, you let it out. You'll go fuck yourselves and then you're all fine.
Our neighbors hated us very much on both sides. They had it was a nightmare for them. Like, we were worse than the guy that 2 houses down had a rooster. That was not great.
Oh.
But,
That's not good.
We let it all hang out. I found out a great hack, though, for any children listening.
Yeah.
A great hack to avoid being grounded. My brother and I would, like, really act up oftentimes, and we would get grounded. So my parents would say to me, you're grounded for a week. And I would just act worse. And they're like, 2 weeks. And I'd act worse, like a month. And I'd act even crazier. And they're like, 3 months, you're grounded, to a point where they're not going to enforce a 3-month grounding.
And, like,
and then it was just
gone. We're sick of you, and you need to go somewhere.
All right, fine. Just go to your room for a minute. And I would never be grounded for any real amount of time. They were not great at disciplinarianing.
Yeah. What area? Now, what area? This was in the valley growing up, or
this was in Beverly Hills growing up.
Beverly Hills, oh,
South Central,
me.
South Central.
Pardon me,
South Central Beverly Hills. Lower middle class home. I don't want people thinking.
I know the area because I know where John lived at when he lived in his.
And his parents' house was a lot nicer than ours.
Okay,
like they had like they remodeled it. They had a basement with like ping pong.
Our mutual friend
John. Yeah. John Bergman.
Oh,
great man.
Okay. Now,
great doctor.
He's a doctor. We backpacked Europe together.
So wait, your dad was a very successful luggage salesman, obviously.
Yeah, one of the top. Robinson's Man and Savinar Luggage.
Because it sounded like Willie Loman, but I'm like, well, Beverly
not
door
Hills. To door.
Yeah.
Was Willie Loman a door to door salesman?
I don't know. Who the fuck reads literature?
No, I don't. Who has time for that? It's too much nonfiction to read. Big fan of nonfiction because you can learn something.
If it didn't happen on cable news, I didn't fucking hear it. Listen,
yeah, my mom was one of the most avid readers ever, and then even she realized like 4 years ago, she was like, holy shit, why am I reading all this fiction? It's just a story somebody made up. People are like, oh, I love Catcher in the Rye or even Star Wars. Real. It's just a story a person decided to write. It's got no impact on anything. Just the guy just made choices.
There's so much
good
more
for
news
you.
Happening.
His mom should be happy about it, but not no one else.
Sean,
bullshit.
I feel like our courier is furiously trying to reach us with food, but yeah, I don't know. Just call him.
Passive-aggressive courier. Courier just tried to reach you again.
These Uber Eats people He's are not very, happy. Very persistent. They're like stalkers.
I get that. Careful, your rating is going to drop.
Oh, okay.
You don't want your rating to drop.
No.
They rate you as well. Keep that in mind.
Right? Isn't that fucking judgy?
Oh, it's so judgy. I want to be able to just rate the person giving me a service, not me having to also behave myself. What is this?
Isn't that the point of Uber is you can fucking barf in the back seat?
Yeah, it's the whole point of it.
Jesus.
And they don't even have the professional
fuck
license.
Like, wow.
Yeah, I'd like to fuck somebody in the back.
Right?
And not the Uber driver this time again. They're always pushing their dicks on you. And it's like, no thanks. I'm good for now.
Thank you.
I have had several Uber drivers
what
try to sell me
say?
Weed,
I
appreciate that.
I said ride
that.
Or Uber Eats. I didn't say Uber Eats your dick.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Exactly right.
Christ,
I'm not trying to ride in the front seat on top of you, bro.
It's a different service.
It's a totally different service. You got to swipe all the way right on the app.
That's Lyft.
Besides Uber drivers, what's your romantic history, sir? Married? Kids? What's your deal?
Well, I'm a single man.
Pardon me. Sorry.
I'm a single man who has never been married, no children that
really?
I know of.
Really?
I've definitely been a road traveling comedian for a long time, so it's possible. But I don't believe there are children out there.
All right, do you want children? Do you
I
want
to I think I would
married?
Like children. Yes, I'm definitely I would be happy to have 0 to 2 children. My ex-girlfriend wanted 4 children. That's
right.
2 to 4 too many.
Cuz you're a baby still.
Yes.
I believe you're quite a bit younger than I am. You're still in your 30s.
Barely, though.
Yeah,
I turned
barely.
40 in like 3 months.
Oh, all right. Well.
Some bullshit.
That's some bullshit. Well, listen, comedians, not the most, domestically trained.
No, that's true.
But you're thinking it still could happen.
I own a home.
Yeah.
It's not a total mess.
Right.
I would like to not admit that my mother still often does my laundry, but only because they pick me up at the airport when I come back from road gigs so I can squeeze in time with them. And mom's like, mama's Israeli. She's like, give me your dirty laundry bag. I'll do the laundry. I'm like, Mom, I'm an adult. It's fine. She's like, I'll do it. I'll bring it back tomorrow. I'm like, okay, fine. And I think I justify it. This is efficiency. Why would I not want to? I'm going to lose 2 hours doing it myself when I have a free offer?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Ladies, you heard that? I'm smart with business.
My first, gay marriage wasn't legal, but my first long-term, 9-year whatever was with someone that had been in the Israeli army.
A lady in the Israeli army.
So
my mom was in the
Israeli army. Let me take a moment to say, Aniyo Tevedotach.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds...
Gamanimotik.
It sounds hot.
Ah, batzona.
That was bad. I have no idea.
Ah, mafageret.
I don't know what those terms are.
That was also bad.
She was in the Israeli army.
Yes, she was a tank instructor in the Israeli army.
What was her persona? Because my mom was in the Israeli army, but also the sweetest human, wouldn't hurt a fly. But then one time on my podcast, she was like, but I can assemble and disassemble a rifle in 14 seconds.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, whoa.
That's exactly that
Shit.
Sums up my ex, yes.
Shit.
She was a runway model in Europe.
Ooh, there you go.
And then also in the Israeli army. And I was like, that's the most fascinating story I've ever heard.
Yeah. That must have been a power couple of attractiveness right there.
Well, she's
both of you neck and neck.
Super hot, super big tits. Listen, that's not important now, Ben.
Why did it end?
I don't want to talk about that.
Get that.
Let's just say because she was in the Israeli army and knew Krav Maga.
Yeah,
okay,
some things roll on tank style. I get that.
Let's just say.
Incorrect. You're making me feel like a game show host with sounds like that.
Let's just say that.
Slow your roll
it's
with
going
that.
Back to
it
your,
didn't end well.
Woo!
That's your day job.
Yeah, it was. The show's done. Just ended.
Oh, it did?
Just
Wait,
ended.
I didn't see it. I'm so sorry, but I know it was fantastic.
210
what
episodes.
What
thanks for tuning in.
You're welcome.
It is a brain teaser game show. called Idiot Test. We would give two teams of two contestants these brain puzzles I would help create with an amazing team of writers. And they're just visual puzzles. And you would need to touch the correct answer on the screen. They're little brain teaser kind of minute mystery kind of games. Every second you wouldn't answer, you would lose money. And when you would get an answer incorrect, which would happen all the time, I would make fun of the contestants mercilessly.
Okay.
To create the comedy. And if you win, you win $10,000, but the people wouldn't win very often.
Yeah.
And you want to hear one of the tests that would work on an audio format?
Yeah.
Okay, whoever answers first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're in a running race. You have a set up. You're in a running race. Picture a mustache on my face when I say this. You're in a running race. What place are you in when you pass the second place person?
First place.
Incorrect, both of you.
God damn it, you fucking asshole, Ben.
You're in second place. You passed the second place person. You didn't pass the first place person.
See?
Ha-ha, that's the kind of shit we do on Idiot Test. No longer on the air. Thank you so much.
We would have lost.
Hang on. Let me just... Where's my... hang on.
Okay,
that was for me.
You could have had that on the show.
Should have had that on.
I loved your tweet, I'm watching Hannity because I hate myself.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
You know what? I can't do it, Ben. I used to say, I watch Fox News so you don't have to. I can't fucking do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I said to Travis, I was like, I give him credit for having right-wingers on his podcast.
I try.
I can't fucking do it. I can't. There's Fox News. There's 1,000 right-wing stations. I don't want to hear their fucking bullshit.
I don't want to hear it either.
How do you put up with their fucking bullshit?
I mean, I'll even take it a step further. Tommy Lahren is a buddy of mine, and she brought me on Fox News 2-3 weeks ago, and I'm doing it again in 2 weeks. Mm. I even canceled a show in Canada so I can come back and do it. And how do I do it? I'll tell you how and why. Because I just think we have to. It's like if people back in the day had to risk their lives for our country, if people have to currently still enlist in the army and put their life on the line.
A Fox laser.
That's exactly. Fox News alert. A Fox News alert. A bunch of bullshit to distract from current news.
A liberal Jew.
But Obama and Pelosi said to Hillary, uranium. We'll be right back.
What?
Even though they're not currently president or in office or in power at all, here's something you can get real mad about. To ignore yourself. From Trump shit. We'll be right back. I'm going to throw a football for some reason. So I do it literally as my little bit of contribution to try to help the country because...
I've gotten thrown off Fox News. They don't invite me anymore.
I try my best to like remain Hannity calm.
And Neil Cavuto.
I admire that. I'm going to Google the clips when I leave here. But
fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah,
because they only like liberals that won't fight back. That don't like that are will play nice.
But I just fought back last time I was on. Everything Tommy said, I just hammered it down. But I did it kind of quietly, and calling with a joke or two in there. And I'm trying. I want, of course, to go nuts.
Yeah.
But I just feel. I just realized that I had a weird moment. You know, as I was developing shows, I'm currently developing political shows. That like as brilliant as Jon Stewart was for all the years of the Daily Show.
Right.
I don't know if he ever converted one mind, because he's just preaching to a liberal audience and he's talking to people who already believe that exact. At least so it's good and it's cathartic and it's nice, but I think something that can be a little bit more centrist or can just slowly try to...
No, but I hear you. My 95-year-old Trump-voting, Fox-watching mom, I'm going to see her next week, and it breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. But the difference, I feel like, Ben, is that... They're all lies. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
We're in our bubbles. We need to get out of our bubbles. Like, but this is not anymore, like, here's a set of facts. And how do we debate the issues? This is not, they are totally fucking lying to people and duping people like my mother. That with just bullshit.
For sure.
It's not, like.
For sure. But when you're live on the air with them or in a conversation on a podcast, you can try your best. I try my best to call out when they shift topics or divert to another topic, and I try my best to just keep a logical train of thought going so that they have to occasionally either admit a point, minor point, or have to at least be so obviously back into a corner that anybody listening would have to be like, oh, that did sound pretty stupid. Like, what?
See, this is what happens when you're 17 years younger than me.
You still have hope.
You still have
this is where those kids in Parkland are getting stuff done. That's where the shit they're getting shit done.
Because they're always like, hey, would you like to come on tonight and be the liberal that defends, I don't know, the you know, a woman that stabbed the baby in the head with a glass shard. Like, you're like, no, it's a setup to make liberals look bad. Like,
right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, no, I get it. I get it.
I'm just trying.
No, I know. I totally get it. And I literally did it. And I kept getting thrown off Fox because I just was like,
you're not,
you know,
17
what?
Years
old. I'm not
going
to play nice. Yes.
Yeah. You look amazing.
Well, thank you.
Holy
shit. It is going to be a happy hour after.
Let me just say, if you give me a little drunk.
No, you're the same age as my ex-girlfriend.
Really? Toda-ra-ba right there, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. You're out of wine. You're out of wine. Mm-hmm. Luckily,
no,
you got
she's
a
never out of wine.
Right
she's got that.
I'm never out of wine.
Nice. Well done. Well done. You have an entire chilled
thing.
No, Ben,
God bless
right
you.
You.
This is a really I'm important trying. Conversation to have because I you're right. We've talked about, oh, should we have right-wingers? I'm like, Travis and I are ready to fucking lose our goddamn shit every day.
Maybe you can just do it for a segment.
I don't know if I'm going to have people
Maybe
on.
You can do it for a segment, just like a 15-minute, one-topic segment where you try to back them into a corner or make
but
a point.
But it's not – listen, I hosted Equal Time on CNBC back during the Clinton impeachment. I had all these motherfuckers on, Kellyanne Conway and Ann Coulter and all these fuckers. Like, you know, that wasn't even the same then. These people now – they are the party of neo-Nazis and the Klan and child molesters defending every fucking thing and treason. I'm like, I can't engage in that conversation about, oh, both sides do it. Everybody's, oh, well, what do you think about this side? It's like there is no sides anymore. This,
no, but you have to admit there are some very fine white supremacists out there. There are some very, very fine Nazis out there.
I mean, my... dad ran for vice president with Barry Goldwater in 64. He was the chairman of the Republican Party. He was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. This is so outside everybody's experience.
It is
so
insane.
Not normal. And I can't, Ben, I'm sorry, I can't get past that. He is not a legitimate president. He was not legitimately elected. And
the other part I don't understand. So, and here's why I try to engage in the conversations. Like, 3 weeks ago, I did an episode live at the Improv called We the People, and I had two conservative comics and two liberal comics, and I was in the middle-ish. And towards the end, these two Trump supporters, these old Jewish couple in the front row, started yelling something about Obama, da, da, da. And I was like, okay. And then I'm like, what about Obama? And they're like, you should be arrested for this, and Hillary should be arrested for that. And I was like, I said, and that was in response to me trying to say, shouldn't Trump be enforcing these sanctions that 90% of the Congress voted for? It's unprecedented for a president not to implement sanctions ever voted on. And they go, but Obama and Hillary. And I go, okay, so let me ask you a question. Even in whatever world you're living in, let's say, and you can, in reality, you can, feel free, go prosecute Obama and Hillary, try to prosecute them for whatever thing you think they're guilty of. Separate of that, even if they're guilty of everything you think, shouldn't the president stop Russian meddling in our current midterm elections?
Right.
And shouldn't he then implement sanctions to punish them for doing this to send a strong message? And I finally was able to isolate him, and he goes, yeah, well, I believe then he should be doing more, yes. And I feel better now that you at least acknowledge the two sides of it. So I was able to get him to a moment of like, okay, yeah, I won't just regurgitate every Fox News distraction point. And I was able to get him to see. So like that moment was worth, even though I was like about to explode in that moment, I was like screaming at this old couple. I finally got it to a place that was worth something.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Well, okay.
But I totally understand it. It's insane. The other thing I don't get, I mean, many things I don't get, but how is it?
Oh, look, more wine. Yes, go ahead.
why, I don't even understand why the Mueller investigation has to be hinged upon finding a specific moment of collusion from the campaign or a specific meeting or a specific call. Isn't he clearly colluding every day right now with the Russians?
Thank you.
In front of our eyes.
In front of our eyes.
In clear
sight. In clear plain sight. It's like the best magic trick ever. The definition of treason is giving comfort to our enemies while basically throwing our nation under the bus. He does it every day out loud. He says, we don't know if it's Russia, but we do. And every intelligence agency knows it's Russia. We know it's Russia. And then he calls,
like the fat guy.
Yeah, could be a fat guy.
Still like the fat guy.
Could be other countries, fat people. And then he every day just makes us doubt any belief in our own country and our system, calls him to doubt every single intelligence agency, calls him to doubt our judiciary, our elections, facts, our media, everything. He just says nothing is real in America. America sucks. America's the worst. Russia's fantastic. That is treason. That's the definition.
Make America great again.
Yeah.
Good night.
Well, meanwhile, he's pissing off all of NATO, NATO saying, oh, you're not pulling your weight with the military, so we're going to do these sanctions on you. Or the tariffs, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, using the tariffs to go after, like, their contributions to NATO now.
While still saying, although I love NATO. I love NATO.
Love them.
I think maybe he meant to say, I love Sharknado. Great movie.
No, he's scared of sharks.
Oh, is he?
He's scared of sharks and stairs.
I would have been better.
Because his little hands, he can't reach the eyes.
Yes.
I would have been better than Mark Cuban, but I like Sharknado. Okay, so wait, but here's what's interesting. When you call yourself a centrist, because I read that you were on. Okay, but you were on.
I'm left of center. Yeah,
all right.
I'm left of center.
Okay, but I was reading this piece you wrote. But this is before the election, right?
Yeah. Which one?
The truth is, Trump has inspired millions. Yeah. Hillary consistently fought for those other than herself. Mm-hmm. I was a big Hillary girl.
Yeah.
But I thought, like, this was very prescient.
Thank you. You wrote.
She's consistently fought for those other than herself. This is the most important quality in a leader. When torn between two choices that should be the minimum standard that we assess them by, have they shown care for other people? It's the best way to see someone's heart. I wish the person who wanted to change the system was a thoughtful, careful, experienced person. But in this case, he unfortunately is not. So as much as we may want big change, sometimes there's a more urgent matter that just delays that change for a while. This particular time, the risk of that change is just too great. Let's start the day after the election searching for a truly caring and qualified person who can change the major flaws in our system. And we can run that person for president in 4 years if we want. But this time, let's not take such a big gamble with our nation. Well, I would argue that person was Hillary Clinton. And I get where you were coming from on the left before that. But we can't divorce all this goddamn Russian compromise and FBI shit.
In that article for the Huffington Post, I also basically went on in that article to predict that Trump was going to win. This was a year and a half before the election.
Yeah.
I just said it just felt like he was connecting to a thing that I think Hillary wasn't getting. I loved Hillary. I voted for Hillary. I preferred Bernie, but then I moved on to Hillary. And I just think that he was connecting to a thing that they didn't understand.
Ben, without Russian and FBI help, which is all we're learning connected now, there's no fucking way he would have won. I mean, that's why she won by 3 million votes in the popular vote, despite all of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's so sickening in your stomach, is you're like, he did not win this election fairly.
Yeah, for sure. And ironic that he called for a voter commission, too, which he then disabled. Once they probably didn't come back saying there's nothing, probably came back saying, yeah, a lot of shit in your favor. He's like, we're disbanding it.
We're done.
We're done now.
But yeah.
Close up the circus tent.
Look, it's insane.
Baby cried the day the circus came to town.
There's a new tariff in town, okay? Despite everybody, even in my own party, saying this is the worst idea possible. Fuck it. Let's do it. I didn't even know the president could just decide a tariff goes in place and just does it.
No, Congress couldn't stop him. They just won't because they're fucking pussies. We don't want to start with. He might tweet about us.
Yeah, what bitches.
Let's take it to Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan.
Oh,
they created this monster.
Okay. Right.
And I mean, just the complete lack of chin with McConnell's very frustrating. Okay. He has multiple chins, but no chin. How do you have both?
Exactly.
How do you have both?
Okay.
Many chins, but none
at all. Is it multiple chins
or
is it a lack of lips? What is it exactly?
Oh, it's that as well, for sure.
But is it a... Don't you think it's more...
I think it's more of everything that you're thinking right now. He's got a very strange face.
Right. Yeah, he does. I mean, he
how is his wife?
He looks startled
into his wife's kind of
hot. To be anywhere.
How could his wife ever find him attractive?
Right.
What's her name? Elaine Chao?
Yes.
Yeah. Secretary of Transportation.
Secretary of Transportation.
Sure.
Probably because she's always driving away from that dick.
Well, because turtles move slowly, so he probably never catches her.
She's got driving everywhere he goes.
Can you imagine, like, maybe she beats the shit out of him? Like, what's the game there? What is the sexual move there? It's pretty unbelievable. I don't understand it in the least. But, yeah, I don't get why the party that's supposed to be so patriotic is so willing to throw the country under the bus.
He got the evangelical vote. He just obviously paid off a porn star.
Evangelicalism.
And by the way, what's the other thing we didn't talk about that today, Travis, about the paternity issues in Stormy Daniels thing? I was like, oh yeah.
Was there a baby now?
Oh, he's probably paid for a bunch of abortions.
Oh shit.
Like, Oh, fuck yeah. That's probably in there, too.
Look,
yeah.
Part of the evangelical message now is that occasionally, like, it's about family values and sanctity of marriage, and occasionally you got to fuck a porn star.
Right.
Keep that marriage strong.
Maybe get a pregnant.
And hang on to your guns. Keep your guns.
You got to keep your guns, except when you're very pro skipping due process and just taking the guns first until it's video game's fault the next morning.
What would you keep to be a fly on the wall in Wayne LaPierre's office watching that? You know, Mike, I just like taking the guns. Due process takes too long. Just take the guns.
And then Wayne LaPierre replies, you shut the fuck up. Here's what you're going to say tomorrow morning. You're going to go out there. I own you. You understand me? You're going to go out there. You're going to say video games. And you shut your orange face.
That little meeting they had, that late night meeting in Trump's office. Yeah.
Good, parentheses, great meeting.
Jesus. You're right. The meeting in Trump's office.
Then a sock with an orange and in there beating him.
Oh, yeah. It was like that. The Wayne. What was Bugsy? It's like Warren Beatty. Fucking beat the fuck out of him with his belt.
That's an old movie reference, Mama. Old movie reference.
Okay,
Mama.
It is. But still, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. Bugsy beat the fuck
Bugsy.
Out of him with his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was like fucking video games. And what did he announce today, Travis?
Video games.
He's going to have a study on What are two fucking video games?
And I understand. No.
And then he went back to have dinner with Annette Bening. Listen, the point is...
I wish Annette Bening would marry Trump like in The American President.
Right?
She could be a good...
Oh, you just quote her favorite movie now.
Oh, you're
just
no.
Your favorite movie.
Because you know
great
what?
Movie.
In the absence of true leadership, people will listen to whoever steps up to the microphone.
Why can't Michael Douglas just be president?
Right?
Remember Dave?
Or Martin Sheen. He was just on the happy hour a month ago.
Wait, remember the movie Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Kevin Kline?
Kevin Kline could be president.
There's a lot of good Trump impersonators. Let's just do a swap-a-doo.
Whoever. Tony Atamanik,
Alex
Baldwin, whoever.
Alec Baldwin's impression, I feel like, is very one-note, personally. I feel like your impression and mine are much more nuanced than Baldwin's.
Right.
Baldwin's entire Trump impression is just this, I'm Donald Trump. I'm going to do this one voice every sentence I talk. Every sentence I do, Donald Trump. But Donald Trump's got a lot more. He's got a lot of this. He gets faster. He gets lower. Sometimes it's high. Sometimes it's low.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of different
sometimes
things.
Sometimes he goes beep, beep. Sometimes he goes oh.
Baldwin's putting... Yeah, he goes oh sometimes. You're right. Sometimes he goes oh. Baldwin's not putting a lot of effort. Gets the Emmy for a very phoned-in impression, in my opinion. Does that little asshole mouth, and that's about all he does.
Right.
It's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny, but it's not accurate.
Yeah, Garfield's anus.
Garfield's anus.
John Fugelsang,
A.K.A. America's Dream. Mm-hmm. Go on, please.
My friend John Fugelsang does, his Trump is Marlon Brando on Adderall with a cold. So everybody has their own interpretation.
Yeah. Trevor Noah's Trump is not great. He does his Trump like this. I'm Donald Trump. That's not what he sounds like.
Well, sometimes he gets high-pitched, though.
He gets high-pitched sometimes. Like, kind of like this. I won't even do it. But it's not like this one kind of childish thing. Listen, we can criticize impressions all day.
Believe me that I can tell you.
Believe me.
Believe me. That I can tell you.
A lot of people are saying.
I do this when I say believe me, and I do that when I say people. Yeah. People. Believe me, that I can tell you.
A lot of people are saying.
Can we just agree at the end of the day, the worst Donald Trump is the real Donald Trump? He is the worst.
Oh,
does every fucking thing irritate you about him like us? Like every fucking thing he does. Just his little like, ew, these things with his third base coach baseball signals. steal third.
Every detail of the man bothers me. Every time he speaks. I don't get it.
Every,
I don't understand.
Every policy, we'll see what happens.
Like the only...
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I believe there's a lot of evidence on both sides.
That's
the thing he throws in there to kind of safeguard his opinions. There's a lot of evidence on both sides. There's a lot of opinions on both sides. A lot of people, a lot of arguments on both sides.
A lot of great people on both sides.
A lot of very fine people. Like literally the best thing he's done as president is just finally... making at least his eyelids match the orange a little more than just keeping them white. It's like the best movies. It's the most wise movies done as president.
Does he look like a raccoon, though?
He was doing more. He used to be just white there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's less so now.
Really?
Somebody said, look, fuck up the world and the country. And,
yeah.
But just can you put a little orange on the eyes? Just a consistent tone. He's like, I'm a compromiser.
Okay.
Compromiser in chief.
I normally like chaos. I like fighting.
I love fighting.
I will do an eyeliner of love.
This is not a topic that I've often discussed, but we've had some cocktails. Do you think he has ever had sexual things with his daughter?
That's some shit, man. I mean, honestly.
Some
of those pictures are so fucking creepy.
He spanked it to her.
When she's a teenager
sure,
and
know,
he's,
sure.
she's sitting on his lap like a...
Well, how about just at the Republican convention? At the Republican convention.
Oh, he fucking copped a feel at the convention. He's like, oh, then, thank you, thanks.
His wife, Melania, comes out after her speech, and he, like, basically shakes her hand. Right. And his daughter comes out, and he drops his hands down towards her ass, and she had to lift his hands up.
Right.
In front of the world.
And then there's Tiffany.
So if you're doing that, then, well, yeah, Tiffany.
Dodging that bullet.
Tiffany Stormy Daniels. Yeah. I think there's kind of a vibe overlap there.
Oh, yeah. Well, look.
Ben.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yeah, it really is. There's nothing you wouldn't put. Because there was another story today, right, about like another, Russian oligarch hooker pee session in Las Vegas. And you're like, oh, he likes the pee. Like, I don't.
Are the stories that he's watching people peeing on themselves?
What is that? Have you ever heard of that? Do you like that?
People peeing on each other?
It's a thing.
How is that a thing? I know, and then there's people like people shitting.
That's a whole nother level.
Yeah. Well, he's shitting.
Peeing on somebody can be romantic, but shitting, that's a whole nother.
As long as you haven't had asparagus.
It's true.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay. No, all of it's pretty bananas. I don't quite understand. And then also, if you're doing these kind of things with total strangers, when you're a public figure who might run for president, come on.
What turns you on with a woman? Well, peeing, pooping, anything else?
I love to.
Do you like watching her use nasal spray?
No.
Like, is there anything weird you want to tell us?
Well, of course I love that, but I do love. I need the music.
Oh.
Get back in the box.
I do love when I have several Russian prostitutes in my hotel suite.
Mm-hmm.
I like to ask them to get disrobed.
Yeah.
Preferably on a full bladder. Then I say, are there cameras? There better be cameras. If not, I pull my iPhone out and make sure I'm recording and live streaming to Facebook.
Sure, yeah.
And then I say, just let it go. Like Elsa in Frozen, you let it go. And I keep the tape myself, but I also upload it to the cloud and to Facebook just for my followers to enjoy and potentially have for blackmail.
Yeah,
that's the only way I can ever come.
Yeah, that's not weird. That's not weird at all.
It's not weird.
That's totally perfect.
That's fine. Hey, that's what our president's a role model, and I feel like we're allowed to emulate the president.
We could do that now.
That's what children grow up wanting
to
be.
Thank God we don't have children. Right now, we're just like, what the fuck
do you say? No, there are still children in America, Stephanie. Yeah,
I understand that.
There's a lot of children,
though. I don't know how the fuck people talk to them because, Jesus Christ.
And also the thing that quite bothers me that's so messed up even on a very core level about everything that Trump's brought to our country aside from everything.
Yes.
And also I feel like the news should really be showing more discretion. Mm-hmm. Even the nightly news on network television, Lester Holt is every other night having to say shit that children are hearing, like urine tape with a Russian prostitute accusation and porn sex with a porn star. This is being spoken.
We're like, mommy,
on the national evening news at 6:30 p.m.
Right.
That's horrendous.
Yeah.
Should the news not just say, we're not going to allude to this particularly directly? I mean,
everyone
fuck.
Needs to put their children to bed at 3 in the afternoon.
At 3 in the afternoon.
You can't watch the
now
news anymore.
It lets the story.
No, but then it's even CNN all day long. So you need to just basically, I think maybe the only parents that had it right were the ones that kept their kids chained, the kids chained in that basement. Jane to the bed, one shower a year. That's the move. I think
there's
that's
some
the
Ben
move.
Glebe with some parenting advice, everybody. Ben
Chain
Glebe,
up the kids.
Let's find out how to follow you and worship you and whatever. How do we do that?
That's really sweet of you to ask.
Yeah. Especially after that parenting advice.
Yeah. Yeah. Chain up those kids.
Yeah.
I'm currently on my stand-up tour, the Laugh It Off tour. I will be in Edmonton in a week. I'll be in Phoenix the week after that, then coming up to Boston and Dallas and D.C. and San Diego, a lot of places.
Follow him on Twitter.
Tickets for all of that at Glebe.com, Twitter at Ben Glebe, Instagram, I'm addicted to the stories, at Ben Glebe, GLEIB, just do it.
Oh my God, just fucking do
it. Just fucking do it, get over yourself.
Before he gives any more parenting advice, just do it.
Chain those kids up. They can't be exposed to the world right now. Maybe in 3 years, let them out.
Don't change those kids up.
You could.
I don't endorse anything he said, but I found it hilarious.
That's hurtful.
We love you, Ben Glebe.
Love you too.
Good.